The scriptures that we have read and listened to this evening are familiar to us. Each year at Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. And though prophesied throughout the Old Testament and recorded in the two of the four Gospels, Matthew and Luke, there are yet sparse details of Christ's birth that we often add our imagination and our stories to. What we do know about the circumstances, though, are fairly clear. The people of Israel were long awaiting a promised Messiah. They had been slaves in Egypt for 430 years, followed later by captivity in Babylon for 70 years, and now they were under Roman occupation. The Roman Empire had conquered the countries all around the Mediterranean up into Western Europe. And under this Roman occupation, life was oppressive for the Jewish nation. In order to maximize Roman control over their kingdom, the Roman emperor was being granted ultimate power and authority, even to being worshipped as a god. It's likely this registration that was decreed was no doubt part of the consolidation of their power and control over the nations that they had conquered. We know from the gospel account that Gabriel's message came to this young woman named Mary, betrothed to a man named Joseph. We also know of Joseph's decision to not put his betrothed wife away, but to instead take her as his wife and be redirected by the angels as they gave him direction. We know that the Roman registration came at a very difficult time in Mary's pregnancy. They had to travel to Bethlehem to be registered in the town of their lineage. We do know that it's about 110 kilometers direct between Nazareth to Bethlehem, more likely in the range of 140 to 150 kilometers of actual travel. We know when they arrived in Bethlehem that Mary gave birth and laid the newborn baby in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. With these details, we have added and speculated all sorts of things that have made up Christmas tradition in various parts of the world and in your lives as well. We're not certain exactly the time of year that Jesus was born. The first recorded celebration of Christmas on December 25th was actually not until AD 354. We're not exactly sure how they traveled, but we do know there were no cars, buses, trains, or planes. Wasn't even Uber in those days. So likely the travel, of course, was on foot, or as we have envisioned, by donkey. We really know few details of Bethlehem itself. The stable scene is uncertain. Last Sunday, John Grant preached a message of some of the details of possibility of what was happening in those days in Bethlehem. We also have pictures in our mind of the Magi arriving, but we really don't know that there were three. They brought three expensive gifts. It's probably more than likely they came with a great entourage, as they were wealthy and respected men. We do know that when they came, in the Gospel of Matthew, it says they came to the house where Mary and the baby were staying. But what we do know from the Gospel of Luke is the announcement that the angels made to the shepherds. And they said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." I notice in this announcement that the angels made to the shepherds, they are speaking both to the shepherds directly and to the nation of Israel and to all people. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This announcement made over 2,000 years ago actually is still a timeless announcement. The you that is referred to is more than just the shepherds, more than just the people of Israel waiting for their Messiah, their deliverer. We are included in this announcement. Picture yourself, even now, these many years later, the angels are saying to you, unto you, unto you, unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And while our traditions and our memories and our thoughts of this Christmas event back in the Gospel of Luke have many unique and speculative details, our stories here tonight are also very unique. Each one of our stories is unique. Yet our stories contain familiar elements. We have hopes and we have dreams for a good life. We have the shadows of disappointment and pain, perhaps selfishness and regret, followed by guilt and even shame. We have experienced rejection and fear. We have hardships. We have had broken trust. And yet, like the nation of Israel and even Mary and Joseph, we long for peace, for acceptance, for love, for hope. Like first century Israel, the presence of Christ breaks into our story afresh this year. And the Holy Spirit comes and announces to us Christ's visitation for our lives. 2023, Christ wants to come and wants to make known to us, for unto us is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. His peace in the midst of our turmoil. His forgiveness in the midst of our temptation and shame. His love in the midst of hatred and bitterness. His joy in our sadness. His hope in our despair. His life into our eternity. The Apostle Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 4, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." He also wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, "We then, as workers together with Christ, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." I really believe that the events that we've read and we think about of the Christmas story were right in the center of God's timing, God's provision, and the nations of the world for it all to come together that night in Bethlehem. But tonight is your time. You are not here by accident. God has brought each one of you here to worship and to come and celebrate Christ's birth. But it's more than a story of 2,000 years ago. It's the reality of God continuing to work in our hearts and our lives today. Your personal story with the living Christ can begin tonight. As Christ knocks on the door of our hearts, we open that door to him. We welcome him in. Where previously we may have pushed him aside. Previously we may have said, "No, there's no room in the inn for you tonight." But like the Apostle Paul says, "We then, workers together with him, plead with you, do not receive the grace of God in vain." Tonight is the night for your story. And we know that the light of Christ's love burns brightest in the human spirit when it's made alive by the presence of God in our hearts and in our lives. I also believe, folks, that while the world may have some knowledge of this Christmas story, many attended even a month ago when we had our live outdoor nativity, as you saw in the pictures there. We had a wonderful turnout and a chance to visit and meet with people from our community. Many still do not connect the Christmas story with their own personal circumstances today. And what they may need to hear is more than the story of Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 2. What they may need to hear is the story of your encounter with the Savior. Your experience of Christ coming into your pain, your sadness, your despair. And finding that you can find hope, forgiveness, and relationship in Christ that nothing in this world can give. And the world needs to hear the story again from you, from me. A world that is struck with confusion and uncertainty right now. But as we have this story of Christ in us, let us be prepared to let it shine like a candle in the dark. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, I ask that as we are gathered here tonight, you will open all of our hearts more to you. Lord, for those perhaps who have wandered away, who have never received and known the love of Christ for them personally, I pray, O Lord, knock gently on the door of their heart even tonight, that they might open it to you. Might, Lord God, allow you to come in, Christ, the Savior, the Lord. And I also ask, O Father God, that you will give us, Lord, fresh encouragement, a fresh renewal, that we might, Lord God, have a story afresh to tell to the world around us. A unique story, a story of relationship of love and forgiveness that we can share with others around us. Lord, I pray for our world. Lord, in these days of war, of stress, of strife, of conflicts on many sides, may we, Lord God, be found faithful to be salt and light, Lord, honoring and glorifying you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, we'd like to now have that wonderful experience visually of being the light of the world. In a few moments here, I'm going to ask Ben and Lacey to come and start the candles.